Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on radio. I am Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And I'd give that 5 stars.
Yay! I always like getting 5 stars.
Yeah.
Last time was back in kindergarten, though,
gold ones that they stuck on your paper.
Yeah, then like SpongeBob, they squeezed one off because I was a bad boy. But anyways. No, don't take it off now.
I used to like to put them on my forehead. Look, Mom, I got a gold star right on my head.
We won't talk about licking the back of the stamps the back of the stars.
So the trivia question of the day from BuzzFeed.com.
Yes.
Okay. What one item did Amazon list for $23,698,655.93?
My Maserati.
Okay. You have a Maserati. I would have been a lot nicer to you up till now.
Never know what things are hidden in the garage. Anyways.
It was a book about flies.
Flies?
Flies. You know, flies.
Yeah, for $23 million.
Yes. A May what?
I thought maybe it was No Flies on Frank.
No.
No.
No. I think it was just a book about the anatomy of flies. Amazingly, another Amazon store listed the same book for more than $18 million. The prices spiraled out of control because both stores had set algorithms to ensure that their product was always priced slightly higher than the others. How do you get to 23 million?
Sounds like a government-controlled spanner wrench and/or toilet seat that starts out at $20 and ends up at $600.
Yeah, the government, Jeff Bezos, all the same thing.
Well, the government writes the contracts and the people accept it. So
you'll get this one.
Okay.
This is joke of a hint from Up Joke.
All right. Joke.
What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account?
I don't know.
Prime mates. Other cat is laughing. That's good. We're starting out well. So
this is a prime example of what the show is going to be like today.
It's going to be a prime show. Yes, exactly. Exactly. We are going to talk about none other than
Prime.
Prime and that which created it.
Oh.
Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah, we do some shopping on there.
Yeah, well, I've got the app on my phone.
Yeah.
And they made that little thing there where you can just say, just buy it with one click.
Yeah.
You don't even have to think about it. It just, you click and it's at your door in 2 hours.
I refuse to turn that on.
Oh, well.
I spend enough there, though.
I do, too. And unfortunately, I sleepwalk, except I don't walk. I sleep shop. So every once in a while... Well, things show up at my doorstep.
You can buy the Maserati for me then. So it'll show up at my doorstep.
Luckily, it's cheap stuff. I never buy anything really expensive, luckily.
Anyways.
Did you ever wonder why it's called Amazon?
No.
No?
No, never cared.
Wait.
This is a show. Yeah. Why? I wonder why they called it Amazon.
Well, from businessinsider.com.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos chose Amazon.com for two reasons. One, to suggest scale. Okay, Amazon.com launched with the tagline, Earth's Biggest Bookstore. And two, back then, website listings were often shown as alphabetical. So Amazon would have been in the front of the...
Smart guy, that Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting fact.
You know what one of my favorite parts of Amazon is?
Mm-mm.
Reading the reviews.
Why?
Well, you'll see in a minute, or you'll hear in a minute why. Because a lot of them, you know, there's a lot of scandal about people are paid to write reviews.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about people that are creative and have no other outlet for said creativity.
So they write fictitious stories.
Yes. Well, I don't know if they're fictitious, exactly. They're just very creative. It's not really a top 10 list. It's just a list, kind of.
With 10 items.
Well, I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9.
Kind of 8.5.
Okay, good.
8.5 items. Anyway, these are the most hilarious Amazon reviews.
Okay, the most hilarious Amazon reviews.
Ever written. I had a boss that used to read these to us. He would start laughing behind his desk, and we'd look up, and he'd read us another one. They were so funny.
Okay. Silent click mouse. My girlfriend and I were on the verge of breaking up because I would keep her awake at night with a constant mouse clicking. Not anymore. Consider this relationship saved. This mouse is so silent, she will sometimes forget and even home and invite her other boyfriend over. He's a pretty cool guy.
5 stars.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, if they ask you to review things enough, sometimes you just get weird. This next one is for a Swiss Army knife. Received this knife as a gift for my 18th birthday. Wished I had known what it was because as soon as I touched it, I grew a mustache and became a Navy SEAL. Mom fainted, Dad laughed, and handed me a beer.
Wow.
Yeah. And be careful. This was typed very quickly last night.
Yeah.
So there's lots of little typos and things, so be careful.
Cool.
They're like little landmines for for Joe to stumble over.
It's like my dog out front in the front lawn.
There you go.
Little landmines all over the place. Anyways, book. Where is baby belly's button?
Try that again.
Where is baby's belly button? Do not buy this book. You can see the ending right in the cover. This book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding a baby's belly button. The titles make this clear from the beginning. However, there is no mystery. There is no twist. Baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be, on the baby's stomach, right where it clearly showed you it is on the book on the cover.
I can't even talk. I was putting this together last night, and I was laughing so hard, and the cats were just looking at me like, what?
Yeah, I like beginning.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
No, that was good.
I've taught you to read exactly what I've written, haven't I? So
yeah.
You're going to read the typos. Here's one. Waterproof Kindle case. This is a little dark.
Okay.
Got this for the mother-in-law for bath time, hoping it'd be crap. Her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. So far, the bloody thing is staying in one piece. Great for waterproofing kindling, crap for murder. Sorry, all you mothers-in-laws out there.
Yeah. Government will be start watching these things. PlayStation 4 game, Star Wars Battlefront, Deluxe Edition. Congratulations, EA. You earned 1 star. Additional stars can be purchased for $5.49 each. Whoa.
Yeah. That hits it right on the button, doesn't it?
Guess he did not like the game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
USB wall charger with 4-port interchangeable plug. That sounds fancy.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I can now charge all of our devices simultaneously. Now all we fight about is her crippling alcoholism and my unhealthy obsession with Dakota Fanning. yeah.
Save the marriage to get rid of the multi-port charger. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, this one. This is my favorite by far.
Okay.
Yeah.
16-ounce bottle of multicolored glitter. So, I woke up in the middle of the night in my 2-bedroom apartment. I find my roommate passed out face down on the wooden floor. I think nothing of it and go back to sleep. The next morning, I wake up to and from to go to work, and there's a homeless guy asleep on my couch. My roommate woke up still drunk and made friends with the bum. And this is the second time he let a stranger in off the street just to stroll in and pass out. Great.
So you're probably thinking, what does this have to do with my arts and crafting? Well, I bought this product, the glitter, and proceeded to cover everything my roommate owns in glitter. Every t-shirt, every book, every pair of shoes, his bed. I covered his entire life in glitter. He will have glitter in every crevice of his existence until he dies. Did some track all over my apartment?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does the carpet look like a Care Bear farted all over it?
Yes.
Did he threaten to kill me?
Sure.
What? Will he ever let another stranger sleep on the couch?
No.
Will I ever have to worry about a random guy off the street murdering me in the night?
No.
All the security for just $12.44. Unbelievable, staggering value. Cannot recommend enough. Yeah. He probably got F's in writing in high school. Yeah.
So when I was in the Navy.
Uh-oh.
when you got aboard ship.
Any story that starts with when I was in the Navy.
You got initiated.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that we had in our department, because we did stuff with radios and stuff, was something called CHADS.
Hanging ones?
We ran these little tapes.
Yeah.
Right past that.
Okay.
We ran these little tapes. I punched out these little holes, the little CHADS, and we would collect barrels of these things. And, of course, we'd have to dispose of them just to make sure that they didn't get away from the secret stuff that we did. Anyways, but one of the things they do is they get you all sweaty. And then they'd hold you down, and somebody would try to pour a bucket of it down your backside.
Oh.
Because ain't no matter how much you wash, you ain't going to get those things off unless you have somebody very friendly. So when I talk about the glitter, I'm like,
ooh.
And by the by,
you're still picking those out of your
They did
underwear.
Not get me.
Oh, okay, good.
My legs climbed that wall faster. They weren't putting nothing down that backside. I don't care what their mama's name was. But anyways. Sorry about that.
Oh, this is from Zimbio.com.
Zimbio.
This is odd. Well, like the whole show is odd. Never mind.
Yeah.
Can you match the ridiculous Amazon review to the movie?
Which movie?
Well, that's it. I'm going to give you the Amazon review, and then you're going to try to guess what movie it was
for. Oh, this is a question with it. I got it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So, I'm on board.
So what movie would this be? There were no wolves in this movie. The Wolf of Wall Street. Got it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Had lots of karate, but I really just had it on for background noise while repairing my lawnmower.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
By the title, I expected the apocalypse at a minute one, but no such luck. In fact, this movie is a staggering 203 minutes long, and there isn't a single apocalypse throughout.
Of course, that would be Apocalypse Now. Well, this one is so dark.
A very strange movie that was. Okay. A guy died in this movie, and two other guys played with his corpse. My children are still upset after watching this. They don't understand why two young men would want to flaunt around a dead boy. My son asked me if he could dig up Papa and play with him. I'm not sure what to tell them.
And, of course, other cat, she guessed it, Weekend at Bernie's. When you put it like that.
Total garbage. Leo won Oscar for supporting the climax change hoax, not for acting.
Of course, that's The Revenant, which was just an odd movie, but I loved it. Kind of twisty. I like this one. Everybody die. Any guesses from the peanut gallery? Titanic. Everybody. And it's spelled like that. E-R-B-O-D-Y.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody died.
I like that. The hills are alive. Wow.
Oh. So fast facts. So fast that I could only find four of them.
That's fast.
From businessinsider.com.
Okay. Amazon.com was almost called Kadabra, as in abracadabra. This idea was struck down because CEO Jeff Bezos' lawyer misheard the word as cadaver. Buy your books at the cadaver, folks. We lay them out straight. There's no depth to this joke.
People are dying to buy them. Take that one to the grave with me, eh? Oh, really? My stomach hurt after this last night.
I think we're going to need a stiff one after this.
Oh, yeah, that one was dead in the water before we started. How long can we keep this going?
I only read what's written.
Well, I can stop the whole thing by just coughing into the microphone.
Yeah. Amazon warehouses have more square footage than 700 Madison Square Gardens, could hold more water than 10,000 Olympic pools.
There's nothing funny about that.
And they ain't done yet.
I know.
They're building more.
Yeah, they sure are. It's amazing. The first book Amazon.com ever sold, blah. The first book, we're going to do this slowly and deliberately, Amazon.com ever sold was from Bezos' garage in July 1995. The book was Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought.
Love it.
Yeah, and that from there it was born.
Such a deep thought. I saw on Facebook last night a big pile of dirt.
That was the name of the show? Big pile of dirt.
No, no. They said, leave it alone. It'll boss them up in a dollar store shortly.
Yep, pretty much.
That's that one.
Yep.
Last year, when Amazon's site went down for 49 minutes, the company missed sales of nearly $5.7 million.
In 49 minutes.
That just tells you what they're doing worldwide.
Yep. Here's some just jokes.
Okay.
From Business Insider. They had the best stuff on Jeff Bezos and Amazon. And this isn't one article. This was actually over several years of articles.
Okay.
Amazon is paying $42 a share in an all-cash deal, valuing Whole Foods at $13.7 billion and making it the e-commerce's giant largest acquisition to date.
They bought Whole Foods?
Oh, my gosh. Where have you been? Oh, yeah. You can even get Prime Whole Foods stuff. Here are some of the best jokes. These were on Twitter when the deal went down.
Okay. Amazon, 1998. Hello, we sell books, but online.
Amazon, 2023. Please return to your Prime house for your Prime meal, valued Prime citizen. Takes a minute to get that one.
Jeff Bezos. Alexa, buy me something from Whole Foods.
Sure, Jeff. Buying Whole Foods now.
Whoa. Go ahead.
Kathy's in a good mood today. When Jeff Bezos asked for urgent ideas for his philanthropy, oh my God, I'm turning into you. Anyway, when he asked for urgent ideas on what he should give to charity, who said, please help with the almond milk shortage in Tribeca? Hashtag Whole Foods.
That's a great philanthropic idea. Amazon buys Whole Foods for $13.7 billion, roughly equivalent to 11 shopping bags of their organic berries. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
But they give it to you in a little paper, actually a big paper bag, with handles.
You know, going back to something that was posted last night on Facebook, do you remember, I'm old enough to remember that the crisis of bags was going to be fixed by using plastic bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now the crisis of plastic bags is going to be fixed by going back to
paper bags. I could have told you that. Paper recycles. What was the deal? We were killing trees, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're killing lab rats. And anyway, this is completely off the subject.
No.
But I was watching TV the other day.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I don't remember the name of it, but there is an island off the coast of something. Yay. It's a little island off the coast of something.
And that narrowed down the choices.
It's purportedly where most of the albatross live. Just think. Anyway, albatross, yeah. Island. Anyway, they went to look at this island. I think it was 60 Minutes. And the island was covered in plastic. No one's ever been there. It was from all the plastic the birds ingested. And then when they died, all the plastic that was left in their carcasses. Sad.
Yeah. I have trouble with that complete scenario.
That's very sad.
I mean,
anyway. Tip of South America.
It's a tip of South America, says John. Oh, okay. Anyway, yes, let's get some more jokes.
Hardy, har.
More jokes.
From upjoke.com.
I pre-ordered Death on Amazon. Feels like it's taken a lifetime to come.
What's the number one item shipped by Amazon? Cardboard boxes. True.
Bad day for Amazon boss Jeff Bezos pays out $38 billion divorce settlement on the same day I cancel my Amazon Prime free 7-day trial. Yeah. Coincidence?
Just made my first Amazon purchase. Logging companies should get there next week. Oh.
I know. If you think the Amazon is the longest river, then you are in denial.
I bought a scarecrow, and even though it didn't scare any crows, I still had it to give it a great review on Amazon because it was just outstanding.
In a field. Yeah, okay. This one, I like this one. Okay. Subtle humor. I bought a do-it-yourself book on Amazon. I only received paper, pen, bindings, and glue.
After buying a new sailboat for my boat, Amazon told me it was too late to cancel my order. That sail has shipped.
Yeah.
Wow.
I finally bought the limited edition thesaurus from Amazon that I've always wanted. When I opened it, all the pages were blank. I have no words to describe how angry I am. Have you ever seen, I don't remember who it is. Oh, I think it was Johnny Carson. He did a whole thing on, he was giving a eulogy at a funeral.
Okay.
And it was for the man who wrote the thesaurus.
Oh.
And so he stands up and he talks about how John was a great man, a good man, an amazing man, an outstanding man. You could say he was absolutely fantastic man. And it goes up, the thing goes on and on and on, because then he talks about his, you know, his nice family, his affiliates, his relatives, his relations, his siblings. It's so, I mean, on and on and on. It's probably a 5-minute skit.
Who's on first?
It was great.
Amazon drones got approved for commercial delivery in Virginia, known locally as skeet shooting with prizes.
If you're from Virginia.
Now, wait a
sorry.
Minute.
I think it was supposed to say West Virginia, but we're equal opportunity.
They now have a gun that doesn't shoot bullets, but shoots a net. So when these little things come around buzzing by you, you can shoot it down, but it's not shooting a gun, so therefore it's legal.
It's like catching butterflies?
It's like catching a butterfly because it shoots out with a little net with the little things. And
why? Why? I wanted to buy a noose on Amazon, but there are no reviews for it. I'm sorry.
Now, my old pastor was an outspoken advocate for Amazon. I guess you could say he was a prime minister. I got a groan.
I had to report my stolen Amazon package. The police are still looking for a prime suspect.
Yeah.
I know, just like groaner after groaner. Oh, this one's good.
If Amazon were a human, what would be its most important organ?
Deliver.
Now I'm hungry. Anyways.
Ooh.
Kept having my Amazon packages stolen off my porch, ordered a security cam to deter and catch the culprit. That package was stolen too. Yes.
Porch pirates.
Yes.
Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah, it was funny going back to the one about stuff being stolen. Mm. Somebody got their stuff stolen because she was ordering like dog food from Amazon and stuff. Mm. What it was is bears.
Oh.
They smelled it. They'd come up and take the package and drag it off into the woods. She put a ring camera on there and they caught it.
Aww.
It wasn't people stealing. It was the bears saying.
The bears. Aw, that's sweet.
I smell lunch.
Amazon's facial recognition matched 28 members of Congress to criminal mugshots. Now they just have to fine-tune it a bit to pick up the other 507. Yeah. Oops.
Oh, I can't believe it. I just saw a book on Amazon called Overcome Procrastination. I put it on my wish list.
Hey, maybe Amazon would explain this to me. It used to be if you saw something you liked. This is not a joke, folks. This is me ranting. That you could click on it and drag it down to the bottom of your Android screen, and it would put it in a little, like a little wish list or a little, you know, save it to look at it later.
Okay.
It has disappeared. And I'm getting old, and I don't remember what I've wanted to buy. So it's cut into my sleep buying habit quite a bit.
This is a good thing.
I guess. I don't know, but it upsets me. Because there have been things on there for like 2 or 3 years, and
yeah,
now I have no goals in life.
Do you ever notice how you buy something on Amazon or look at something on Amazon and all of a sudden little pop-ups start coming out all over the place?
Oh, yeah. I used to work in a field that actually did that. It's called remarketing. Didn't I ever tell you about the orange couch?
No.
Oh, later. If we have time at the end here, I'll tell you about the orange couch.
So I tried to look up lighters in Amazon. All they had was 13,749 matches.
Oh, I forgot to get rid of this next line.
Yeah.
This, I have to warn you folks, upjoke.com is an a mixed R-rated, G-rated, whatever site. And every once in a while, a little thing will pop up and it says, this joke may contain profanity. And then it's all wiped out. Unless you click the I am over 18 and may read profanity.
Yeah.
So I left that in here. I'm sorry. But the non-profane part, if you log into Amazon and other retailers' websites for Thanksgiving sale, you may save up to 70% off. But if you don't log in, you'll save 100%.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So I ordered a pasta strainer from on Amazon, but it never came. So I had to keep calling Amazon over and over and continually pester them until finally they gave me a restraining order.
That one was just for you. That's like that sail has shipped. Yeah, there we go. I know. Some quotes and quips.
Hi.
This is from Alexa. I love Alexa. I don't have Alexa, but I love listening to Alexa.
Yeah, I don't
from other people. Again, from BusinessInsider.com. Just in time for turkey dinner, Amazon's Alexa. It's not near turkey dinner time, folks, but hey, you know.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, I read them as I get them. Amazon's Alexa assistant has some Thanksgiving-themed jokes for you. You probably knew Amazon's Alexa was smart, but did you know it has a great sense of humor, too? The voice assistant inside the company's line of Echo smart speakers. Alexa can set timers, play music, order a car, and even read to you at night.
That's pretty impressive, but a know-it-all assistant could get irritated after a while. Luckily, the whizzes at Amazon decided to lighten up Alexa with a sense of humor. Alexa's jokes often veer dangerously close to the one your dad might tell, but at times it can be pretty cheeky. Amazon also seems to enjoy holidays, so just in time for Thanksgiving, it has added some seasonally festive jokes. Here are some of them.
Alexa, go ahead. Yeah. I'll be Alexa. You okay. Be human. That works better.
Alexa, tell me a Thanksgiving joke.
What's John Wave's favorite holiday? Thanksgiving, Pilgrim.
Alexa, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for laughter, especially when it happens after I tell you a joke.
Alexa, I've got 99 problems.
But a glitch ain't one. Sorry.
Alexa, tell me a shark joke.
Why don't sharks eat clownfish? Because they taste funny. I told you. When we sat down, what did I say? I said, this is going to be a weird one.
No, it's good.
So, here's some more. Or no, there's not any more. Never mind. We'll see you next time. This is Kat.
The music has told us we are done. And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
awesomely confused.
Together we're Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.